Hello and welcome. This is Sharon. I'm bringing you the pantograph for today, Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. We will begin our reading on the front page with this week's Eats of the Week column, Vacation Vibes. Shore House Bar and Grill open for first season at Clinton Lake. Clinton Lake lovers have a new place to eat with the opening of Shore House Bar and Grill over Memorial Day weekend. The restaurant in Weldon is owned by Will and Tasha Bates, who also own the North End Pub and Grill in Sullivan by Lake Shelbyville. The Bates, who have experience in interior design and commercial roofing, completely remodeled the Weldon site, previously known as Barefoot Cove, which had been closed for a few years. The two also own the 32 Marine Supply Store next door, where they offer camping and fishing supplies, boat rentals, other merchandise, and more. The whole vibe is we want people to come out here and feel like they're on vacation in Central Illinois. And I think we've done a pretty good job of doing that, said Drew Gibson, general manager at Shore House. The place looks great, it's beautiful, but with a simple menu that people get, they understand. They know what they're getting. They know what they're coming in to eat. Nothing crazy, nothing too fancy or anything like that. Just a nice kind of bar food menu, stuff that's easy to execute and get out, and also very kid-friendly. Gibson, who is from Mattoon and is a Shelbyville High School alumnus, also works at North End and has over 20 years of restaurant experience. He said what he enjoys the most about the job is that no 2 days are the same. He also has enjoyed the new challenge of splitting his time between two restaurants. He previously was general manager at Dirty's Bar and Grill in Charleston. Popular menu items at Shore House so far include the Smash Burger, chicken strips and boneless wings. Their signature drinks are also popular and include mojito and margarita flights, plus strawberry daiquiris, pina coladas, and other frozen drinks. The restaurant has weekly food and cocktail specials that are posted on its Facebook page. Other menu items include various appetizers and sides, tacos, pizza, sandwiches, and other handheld items, salads, breakfast, fish and chips, pony shoes, pulled pork, dessert, wine, and more. There's not a whole lot of places that you can go sit and just be. Have a beautiful view of the lake, you know, at a marina with boats going by. It makes for a really good ambiance. And just a cool place where you can just really come in and relax and kind of break away from the day-to-day. Gibson said of the location. Guests come out here and kind of get a different vibe. You know, out here at Clinton Lake, we've been told it's fun, friendly, and warm. Gibson said he thinks people are drawn to Shore House because it is considered in the middle for a lot of places, as customers are often traveling from Decatur, Champaign, Bloomington, and even Monticello. He describes it as a friendly, calm, and relaxing place for customers to dine. Shore House is a pet-friendly restaurant, carrying the motto of, "We're pet-friendly if the pet is friendly," Gibson said. Live music is offered every weekend, typically from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturdays, but occasionally on Thursdays and Fridays. I just think it's that carefree atmosphere and vibe. The fact that they just get this large patio to sit on, Gibson said. We have a really, really friendly staff, really great, really good personalities out here, which is also something we strive for when we went into hiring. It's being selective about who we hire that kind of fit the attitude of this place. For now, Shorehouse is open seasonally and plans to stay open through the end of September. Hours are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. The kitchen is open until 9 p.m. each day, but pizza remains available until 11 p.m. Brunch is offered from 9 to 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, and then lunch and dinner are served until close. Gibson said his goal is to keep the place busy and to continue growing the business, and he would love to be able to expand hours at some point and hire more people. If there's a need for that, we'd love to be able to do that and offer that. We would love to extend that and stay open as long as we can, he said. He continued, "We want families to come out and enjoy the place. We're very family friendly, very family forward. All of us have families, you know, and that's the type of place we want our kids to come also and relax and enjoy and have a good time as well. Also, just offering a lot of different things for the community and events." Again, if you go, this is called Shorehouse Bar and Grill, located at 6599 Sailboat Road in Weldon. Their hours are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, and they're closed Monday through Wednesday. If you'd like to reach them by telephone, you can call 309-916-5253 or visit their website, ShorehouseBarAndGrill.com. Today's Flick Fact question. Can you name the sport that first appeared in Bloomington in 1893? Played only by women because it was considered such a sissy game? Was it softball, badminton, basketball, soccer, or golf? And the answer, it was basketball. Initially, it was a game in which a basket was hung on the side of the barn wall and a ball was thrown into the basket. Considered far too silly for men to indulge, it was introduced in Bloomington by an Illinois Wesleyan University instructor, Delmar Dara. The first game in Bloomington Normal was played inside a barn on Phoenix Street near IWU, according to their records. Initially a sport that did not allow contact, men only began playing it a few years later when fouls were added to the game and they cut a hole in the basket, allowing the ball to flow through it. How time flies locally, from the back pages of the Pantograph. 100 years ago on June 25th, 1925, neighbors of Mrs. David D. Dyson of Farmer City, who is hospitalized in Bloomington awaiting an operation, picked and canned her cherries. The work of picking was done by Carl Russell and Veldon Beeler, with J.Q. Jones acting in the capacity of advisor. Mrs. Beeler, Mrs. Shelley, and Mrs. Thornton were on the canning end of this neighborly piece of work. 75 years ago, on June 25, 1950, no polio cases have been reported in McLean County so far this year, and the disease will not catch the county unprepared this summer. Plans have been announced for a mass meeting of health workers July 6th at the Withers Library to map out a program of cooperative effort in case of a polio emergency this year. Participating will be delegates from the McLean County Chapter of Infantile Paralysis, the Red Cross, McLean County Medical Society, nurses' organizations, county health department, hospitals, and civic groups. 50 years ago, on June 25th, 1975, Daryl and Carol Levesquez have traveled more than 1,200 miles this summer with their daughters Michelle 4 and Andrea 2 on a 20-year-old bicycle made for 3 plus 1. The family is traveling from New Orleans to Chicago as part of a $1 million bike ride for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And 25 years ago today, on June 25th, 2000, University of Illinois basketball fans were witness to the reunion of four of the key members of the 1998 through 99 squad that helped post a school record of 39 wins. Kenny Battle, Steve Bardo, Kendall Gill, and Nick Anderson, the Flying Illini, returned to play an exhibition game at the Assembly Hall. BFD honored for heart and stroke care. The Bloomington Fire Department has been awarded the American Heart Association's Mission Lifeline EMS Gold, recognizing the department's care in response to severe heart attacks and strokes. We are honored to be recognized again by the American Heart Association for our dedication to providing the highest standard of care for heart attack patients, said Jason Greer, the Bloomington Fire Department's Deputy Chief of EMS. The Mission Lifeline program puts proven knowledge and guidelines to work daily so patients have the best possible chance of survival. Mission Lifeline EMS is a national initiative that aims to advance the system of care of high-risk patients like those experiencing heart attacks and strokes. The gold achievement is awarded to agencies that demonstrate compliance with 4 required cardiac achievement measures and 2 stroke reporting measures. In 2024, the Bloomington Fire Department responded to 461 calls for chest pain, 10,775 total EMS calls, and 13,365 total calls for service. We are especially proud of our firefighter paramedics' diligence in striving for top-tier measurable treatment and outcomes for sick people who need immediate advanced treatment, said Captain Frank Friend, Public Information Officer for the Bloomington Fire Department, in a statement. Every day, members make significant improvements in the lives of the people we serve. The award focuses on agencies' on-scene care, bringing to the forefront the collaboration and contributions to patient care for pre-hospital providers, the release said. Arguably, the most important link in the chains of survival for acute stroke and cardiovascular emergencies is emergency medical services and pre-hospital professionals, said Dr. Casey Cronenfeld, chair of the Mission Lifeline EMS Task Force. Early condition identification, stabilization, pre-hospital intervention, and initiating actions within the regional systems of care provide patients with the best chance for receiving expedient, definitive therapies, leading to optimal outcomes and maximized quality of life. Heartland events in Lincoln and Atlanta. Heartland Community College in Lincoln will hold a series of college conversations to answer questions and help students get started toward attaining a degree or certification. The informal sessions will be held at different locations throughout the area, including Sir Rena T., 113 North Kickapoo Street in Lincoln, from 1 to 3 p.m., Thursday, June 26th. Guest House Coffee and Pastries, 113 South Kickapoo Street in Lincoln, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 8th. Missy's Sweet Shop, 110 Southwest Arch Street in Atlanta, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 30th. Kelsey Edwards, Associate Director of Heartland Community College in Lincoln, will be on site to assist students in getting started on the application process for a Heartland degree or certificate program and provide the next steps for enrollment in the fall. Edwards can also provide information for those considering general education courses that count toward transfer to a four-year university, work-study training, GED preparation classes, and local continuing education classes. For more information, you can contact Heartland in Lincoln at lincoln.center@heartland.edu or call them 217-735-1731. Pontiac and Minonk Libraries get grants. The Pontiac Public Library and the Filger Public Library in Minonk were among the recipients of over $1 million in tech grants awarded through the Illinois Secretary of State's office. A total of 88 public libraries received either $12,500 or $27,500, depending on the size of the population they serve. The Pontiac Public Library received $27,500, while the Filger Public Library received $12,500. These grants are eligible for adding hardware and software, expanding online collections and e-resources, purchasing digital devices and mobile apps, increasing Wi-Fi capacity and internet accessibility, assuring ADA compliance for library websites, and purchasing adaptive technologies for persons with disabilities. Kristen Holzhauser, director of the Pontiac Public Library, said the state has offered an extended two-year grant window for the funds to be spent. A portion of the funds will be used to purchase new equipment such as mobile hotspots, mobile charging stations, new computers, and 3D printing technology. Heartland Healthcare Career Class in Lincoln. Middle school students will have an opportunity to explore healthcare careers with a free class at Heartland Community College in Lincoln. Registration is now open for the Continuing Education Healthcare Careers course for grades 6 through 8, which will be from 1 to 4 p.m. on Wednesday, July 9th at Heartland's Lincoln campus, 2201 Woodlawn Road. During this one-time class, students will learn alongside a Heartland Health Science instructor about a typical day in the healthcare fields by participating in hands-on activities that will teach CPR and how to check blood pressure, according to their news release. Participants will also learn how to spot important signs in patient health and discover how healthcare professionals make a difference in people's lives, the news release said. There is no cost to attend, but seats are limited. Those interested in participating should call 217-735-1731. Opening set for Normal's Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's is set to open its first location in Bloomington Normal on Tuesday, July 15th at 311A Veterans Parkway. The new location aims to hire more than 130 crew members. Interested applicants are asked to apply in person by visiting the location from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. now through Sunday, June 29th, according to a news release. A full list of open positions can be found at jobs.raisingcanes.com. I'm thrilled by the warm reception we've received from the community. Even before our official opening, said Eric Bedner, area leader of restaurants, in a news release. Our crew's dedication and commitment to delivering exceptional quality and service has undoubtedly contributed to the rapid expansion and success we've experienced. I am confident that our continued focus on upholding the core values of Raising Cane's will propel us to become a cherished establishment in Normal, Illinois. Raising Cane's is known for its signature chicken finger meals, which include hand-battered chicken fingers, house-made Cane's sauce, crinkle-cut fries, toast, and coleslaw. They are also known for fresh-squeezed lemonade, fresh-brewed sweet and unsweet tea, and other fountain drinks, the news release said. On opening day, the first 20 customers at the restaurant in Normal will receive free Raising Cane's for a year. Raising Cane's will also be hosting community give-backs and more throughout the day. The restaurant plans to partner with local schools, sports teams, and nonprofit organizations through fundraising opportunities and sponsorships in the future. The Normal location will be open from 10 to 1 a.m. Sunday through Thursday and 10 to 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays. Red Cross to host Olympian Hamilton. Skater to headline Evening of the Stars. Olympic gold medalist and figure skating icon Scott Hamilton is set to headline this year's annual Evening of the Stars fundraiser for the American Red Cross. Organizers announced that Hamilton would appear as a keynote speaker for the 30th annual event, set to take place on Wednesday, November 12th, in the Brown Ballroom at Illinois State University's Bone Student Center. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. We are thrilled to welcome Scott Hamilton to this year's Evening of the Stars celebration, said Lynn Ruska, executive director of the Central Illinois chapter of the American Red Cross. Scott is not only an Olympic gold medalist, but also an inspiring advocate for resilience and hope. Hamilton's spectacular skating career included four consecutive world championships and four consecutive U.S. championships, as well as a gold medal in the 1984 Olympics. He subsequently toured with the Traveling Ice Capades skating show for 2 years before creating what would eventually become Stars on Ice. He's worked as a television analyst for the sport and authored multiple books. A survivor of cancer who lost his mother to the disease, Hamilton has also sought to inspire others through motivational speaking engagements. And he founded the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation to fund research and support survivorship programs. It's an honor to stand alongside an organization so deeply committed to helping others in their moments of greatest need, Hamilton said in a press release. I hope you'll be part of what promises to be a truly inspiring evening. Tickets are on sale now, and they're available at redcross.org/eveningofstars. The general admission price is $200 per ticket, and that includes dinner. Also available is a red carpet experience that includes the dinner and event, access as well as a VIP reception, meet and greet, and a photo opportunity with Hamilton. A pair of tickets cost $750. Funds raised in support of the annual event are used by the Red Cross to provide services in Illinois, including disaster response, blood donation, training services, and support to military members and their families, according to the organization. Celebrate America, performed at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. The show will be held on Wednesday, July 2nd and Thursday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. This is a free event, but you must have a ticket to enter. The event has been moved from Miller Park to the beautiful, spacious, and air-conditioned Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Enjoy your favorite holiday spectacular stars performing patriotic numbers. This is sure to be an hour and a half of red, white, and blue songs. Those tickets are available at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts box office during their normal business hours. Eversight, making a vision reality. An enchanting evening benefiting our community in central Illinois and providing our neighbors with the gift of sight. The Night for Sight will take place on Saturday, August 9th at Epiphany Farms Estate, located at 23676 East 800 North Road in Downs. You can purchase tickets by visiting eversightvision.org/NFS. Free summer concerts. The Castle Theater and Pantograph Media Saturday on the Square in partnership with the City of Bloomington. Come join us for a night of music, dancing, and fun in the downtown Museum Square. The event starts at 6 p.m., music at 6:30 p.m. Bring your lawn chair and blanket. There will be food trucks and alcohol is available for anyone over 21 with a valid ID. On Saturday, June 28th, the Docksiders with special guest Jazzardous Waste will perform. Bloomington's five-day forecast, it will be hot and humid today with a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. You can expect 6 to 10 hours of sunshine with 40% chance of precipitation, an average relative humidity of 75%. The high temperature will be 90 degrees. Tonight, it will be clear, warm, and humid with a low of 73. Thursday, tomorrow, hot and humid, temperatures 91 to 72. On Friday, chances of stray thunderstorms and not as hot. Temperatures between 85 and 72 degrees. Saturday, humid, and again, stray thunderstorms are possible. The high temperature will be 89 and the low 71. And on Sunday, it will be humid with, again, chance of a stray thunderstorm. High temperature, 89 degrees, and the low 71. All pollen counts, grass, trees, weeds, and mold are low. We'll take a short break now, and then I'll return with the second half of the Pantograph for June 25th, 2025. Please stay tuned.